In Alaska, we understand how forecasting weather is important. But it turns out in space, it plays a critical role as well. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, a University of Alaska Fairbanks scientist is helping satellite jockeys avoid collisions.
UAF space physicist Mark Conde has helped develop instruments to measure winds and temperature 100 miles above the Earth. Conde admits, as rarefied as conditions are that high up, the atmosphere can act like a fluid, and getting accurate readings is important to NASA and other space agencies. With something like 500,000 pieces of space junk circling the Earth, operators want to know how much to shift their satellites to avoid collisions.
A change in the density, which is of the atmosphere, which would come about from a change in temperature or a change in the wind, will alter where their spacecraft will be predicted to be, a few days in advance.
Conde says the higher the latitude, the better positioned instruments are to accurately gauge conditions. He says one already stands on Alaska's north coast, so positioning devices in Antarctica is ideal.
Go to McMurdo and be at 78 degrees latitude south, and go to the South Pole and be right at the pole at 90 degrees latitude.
Moreover, he says the instrument headed to McMurdo was built in-house at the Geophysical Institute's machine shop. The installation is scheduled for next month, close to the height of Antarctica's summer. Conde or a grad student will travel south to operate the equipment next year. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.